come, come, come on, invite it. Fire. I don't care which side that you fight it. Gonna get you gone.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Rack Rants, a Killjoys fan podcast. Yes, you love saying that. You're trying to say it really fast. Can you do it three times fast?
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly.
Rugrats.
Yeah, I heard Rugrats on the third time. But I'm Justin, everybody.
I am Hank.
Welcome, Hank. I'm glad to be here with you. This was a show that you told me over and over again how idiotic I was for not watching it. And you're totally right. I finally broke down recently about 2 months ago. And I'm a little late to the party, but that's okay.
I was telling you, I think I saw the pilot like a month before it aired on TV, because I got the screeners for the first four, and I was like, oh my God, this show is awesome. And all season passed and nothing. No Justin.
I know.
No Killjoys love. And then this summer, all of a sudden, you loved it.
I love it. I do love it. It's a fantastic show. Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably already enamored with the show. You probably already got your favorite Killjoys podcast that was there from the beginning. And we're not trying to take that podcast love or that recap show's love away. We just want to contribute to the conversation about Killjoys, because once you finally convinced me, I'm fully on board. The show is amazing. I love the characters on this show. I definitely think that is what drives the show, and they talk about it a lot. I've read a few interviews recently, and they're talking about how there's such a family unit. John, Davin, and Dutch on the show. Yeah. They are fantastic.
And the cast is so great. They're so awesome. I was lucky enough to chat with most of them, actually, last season. I interviewed a bunch of them, and they're just, I mean, terrific. Terrific group of people.
They really are.
Yeah, season two is going to be incredible, so we can theorize and throw our, you know, our two cents in the mix.
Exactly. I'm really excited about that. I'm actually going back right now. I just finished episode one again, because I want to make it before the episode premieres on Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday the 1st.
Friday the 1st at 9/8 Central on Sci-Fi is when it premieres.
And I've seen it.
Yes, you've already
and
seen
it's awesome.
It.
Awesome.
You've seen the first two episodes, correct?
Yeah. And but I had been waiting. I went up to Toronto for the set visit back in February. So I'd been waiting since February, you know, to see at least the first one.
Oh, that's got to be torture.
Well, Sci-Fi held it till what, a couple of weeks before. Yeah, I think we got it last week.
Yeah, you just told me a couple of weeks ago that you got it. And you'll be doing are you going to be doing anything for it for TV Fanatic?
Yeah. I'll be reviewing it for TV Fanatic and then doing little interviews and things on KilljoysTV.net.
And our podcast will be on rantpocalypse.com. So if you can keep up with all three of those, good for you. But the easiest way to find us is going to be on iTunes, and it's also going to be on YouTube. We'll throw it up there. It'll just be audio only. But if you're a Killjoys fan and you like to use YouTube to check out Killjoys conversations and whatnot, it'll be up there as well. It's just on YouTube. It's Rantpocalypse. One thing I wanted to ask you before we wrap this up, because we just really wanted to get on here and kind of discuss what we're doing, why we're doing this.
And announce real quick, we are going to be speaking to Aaron Ashmore on the podcast.
I'm very excited about that. Hopefully I will not call him Iceman.
That's his brother.
I know. Yeah, I'm not going to call him Iceman, I promise, because I'm sure he gets that enough as it is. But I'm going to have one question for him about his brother, but it involves him as well, because I'm a video game player, and his brother just recently did an awesome video game called Quantum Break, and I kind of want to get his thoughts on, you know, how he feels about doing that type of work, because it wasn't like he played a character that didn't look like him. His brother Sean Ashmore, literally, it's his visual representation in the game. So I was very, very intrigued by that. I love when they do that, because it's almost like you're watching a movie with some of your favorite television or film actors and stuff like that. So it was really cool. But before we wrap up, I just wanted to talk really quickly about your set visit, how it went, and what was some of the coolest things that you got to see on your set visit.
My God, it was like being in freaking Disney World. It was so cool. From the minute you walk in, you know, they walked you through Westerly into the bar. You know, so the interviews took place in the Royale with the cast, and they had costumes from the first season and some of the costumes, you know, we'll see now in the second season. Then they took us out. I mean, I can't do spoilers, but they took us out to a pretty big set piece. They were shooting, I think it was episode 6. Yeah, episode 6. And we got to see a little piece of that being shot. Very cool. And they took us to some of the new sets. And I've been posting a few little pictures on Instagram at the Killjoys TVF, TV Fanatic Instagram account. So, I mean, just a blast. Total blast.
I think that's one of my favorite parts about the show is just the world that they've built. And it is obviously in the future. Yeah, Michelle Loretta is doing a fantastic job. What other shows has she done?
Lost Girl. She started Lost Girl up. I'm not sure. I think Emily Andrus picked it up in the third or fourth season. So Michelle started it up. And then I'm not sure why she left, but someone else picked it up and kept going.
Okay, so is this her second show that she's done?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, man, she's really knocking it out of the park with this show. I mean, it's fabulous. But yeah, the worlds that they've built in this show are great. It's got such a cool dystopian vibe.
I don't know, especially now after Westerly was bombed at the end of the first season.
Exactly.
It looks apocalyptic.
Yes.
So everybody will see that, you know, in the first episode.
I can't wait to see, you know, what's going to happen with Westerly. I can't wait to see what's going to happen with all this mystery and intrigue with Dutch's backstory. There's so much cool things going on with her. I love her character.
I can definitely say, because they, you know, allowed us to talk about this, we'll get backstory for Pri, the bartender, and Alvis, the monk, you know, the Scarback monk.
Yeah.
And Klein. So we're going to find out, you know, a little bit about the big bad, even though he says he's not the big bad.
Yeah, he wants to say that he's not the big bad, but he sure will, like, kill everybody quickly.
Yeah, but it's all about love with him.
Well,
so, yeah, we're going to delve into some, you know, some of the backstory of the other characters.
Well, for people that are new to listening to us talk about Killjoys, okay, who's your favorite character?
For me?
Yeah, for Killjoys, yep.
Oh, Dutch.
Is Dutch your favorite?
Absolutely. Well, I love Klein, too. But Dutch is just, it's all about Dutch.
It is, you know, all about Dutch.
All about Dutch.
I really love one of the secondary characters on the show. I love Fancy. Like,
he's great too.
I want to see more from Fancy this season. That's one thing that I'm really looking forward to, is hopefully getting to see more of him.
Is he a level 6?
Yeah, exactly. And what is this level, you know, these level 6? Like, what's going on with this? And I also love Johnny Jacoby. Like,
He is
great. I love Aaron Ashmore's character.
Aaron Ashmore is the best. But I love Pri, too. I love Pri. Pri's fantastic. And he's going to be able to go on some of the missions, you know, this year. So that's going to be a lot of fun, too.
That is
and
awesome.
And Tom is terrific.
Yeah, I'm excited about season 2. I can't wait for us to actually chat about new episodes. We may sprinkle in some questions of mine from season 1 since we never chatted about season 1 and I got questions about it. So
no, and some of that stuff is going to come back. Red 17, you know, and the green goo, all that stuff, that's going to come back, so we can talk about season 1.
That's really all I had to say. We just wanted to make sure that people knew who we were. You can follow.
Join us.
Follow along with our conversations of Killjoys season 2. We'll be recapping each and every episode. There's going to be 10 episodes this season, I believe.
Yep,
and
correct.
Like Hank said, it comes on this Friday, July 1st at 9/8 Central on Sci-Fi.
Followed by Dark Matter, which is actually going to be a cool season, too.
All right. I've never checked out Dark Matter, but I may have
I love space shows.
You do. You do love the space shows. But I'm excited. Expanse. The Expanse doesn't come back for a while, but luckily we'll have Killjoys to hold us over with season 2. And if you like the show, definitely make sure and tell your friends about it, because we want to make sure that Killjoys lasts a very, very long time.
And join the live tweets on Friday nights. Cast goes on there. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It is great. They definitely do a very nice job of interacting with their fans. They're great on social media. We're just excited to check out episode 1 of season 2 that comes out this Friday.
Dutch and the Real Girl.
Awesome. More Dutch can never go wrong. So if you want to email us, it's rantpocalypse@gmail.com. We may set up a Killjoy specific stuff throughout the season. But Hank has so many Killjoys accounts that he has to keep up with on Twitter. But yeah, definitely just hit that subscribe button. And yeah, email us your thoughts on Killjoys. We'd love to have your thoughts as we discuss each and every episode. So yeah, we'll be back with more Killjoys.
Later.
Bye.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. And if I share with